yasriach, that the maize should not become rotten, should not rot, should yasriach, should start smelling. If he's still on top of the mattress, on top of the pillow, from the heat of that material, he may become hot and will start being masriach. Therefore, on Shabbos, should let us put him onto the ground. So the Mirror learns Pshat, that's what it says, Shemtim Mesakar, really it's only mutter to pull out the pillow underneath him. And the Memela, his head will fall down, and that's what the Mishnah says, the Matilu Noisei Ala Chol, means Memela's head will fall on the Chol. One shot is that you're not allowed to attack a touch your mace, move the mace, even to put him onto the ground. Because that's called a tiltu muksa, that's awesome. It's only mutter to pull out the pillow and the mailer's head will fall down. But the other enemy says, the other pshat is no. That if you want the mace to be on the ground and he won't be masriach, so that's also mutter to move him. But then providing you have the eitz, you have to put a kikar or some object that's mutter to touch on Shabbos, put it on top of the mace. And then the mace is like bottle to this. And it's a kulu midrabban, and then you're allowed to move the mace. So that's the loch. The mace is bechama in the sun, and it's not nice for him to be in the sun. It starts to rot away. So then you're allowed to put a piece of bread or anything that you could touch on top of him, and that's hetter to move him on Shabbos. So the Mishnah also could mean that. But that's what it says in Matil Moise al Achil. You're allowed to put the mace down on the ground, so it should be b'shvil shiyamtim, means it should not be masriach. That's also mutter ayidei kikar or atinik. Or there are some object that's mutter. That is what the Mishnah koshrin esalechi. You'll have to tie up his jawbones. What does that mean? Shalo yale. You see his mouth is opening up, becoming wider and wider. It's a bizarre for the mace. So you'll have to tie down his jawbones that it should not open up wider his mouth. Ela shalo yosef. The Mishnah says loy shiyale. You're not allowed to tie it up like to close his mouth, because that's being isamuk. So you're moving his mouth. Ela shalo yosef, but you could tie up his cheeks so that the mouth won't open up wider. The same halach we had before, like this. Kira shenishbro. If you have your beam in your roof that broke on Shabbos, starts to cave in a little bit, is soimchin oisoy besafsel. You gotta put a chair standing up that holds up the roof now. Oy barucha samit, or else take the beams along your bed. Loy shetala. You're not allowed to put the beam there today to pick up the broken beam that's caving in to pick it up. Because that will be an issur of binyan, like Rashi says. Devil le boina. Ela shloi toisef. You have a hetter just to leave it to meet it where it is right now. Today the beam should not cave in further. That's mutter. So the same thing we're saying here by mace. You're allowed to tie up his jawbones, the cheeks, so that it doesn't open up wider the mouth, but not to close it. So to Gemara. Ay vi omar rav yudom ha-shmuel. Maise v'talmidoi sh'rebi meyeh. There's once a meister with the Talmidim from Reb Meir. Shenichnas achrav lebeis hamerchitz. It's after Reb Meir went into the beis hamerchitz, the Talmidim went after him, and it was on Shabbos. Bikesh l'hadiach karka. They wanted to rub the floor. O maloi ein madichin. It's also to clean the floor of the beis hamerchitz on Shabbos. Losuch karka. Then they wanted to rub it with oil. He's covered Reb Meir. They wanted to make the floor nice. O maloi ein tzochin. They told him, no, you're not allowed to rub with oil on Shabbos. So the kasher is that, so Rashi learns, the kasher is that just like the ambati is muksa on Shabbos, it's something that's muksa. You're not allowed to rub with oil. Since the mace is muksa on Shabbos, it should be also to rub the mace on Shabbos. So how does the Mishnah say you're allowed to rub the mace with oil on Shabbos? And the Gemara, no. Kaka v'kaka michlefu. Hey, the pshat is not this gzeira, you can't rub something that's muksa. That's not the gzeira here. Alf muksu long, you'll have to rub it because it's not cold, you're moving it. No, the issa here is, if you're going to rub the floor, by a floor, you always have the gzera, dilma ashve gumas. Maybe you come to smooth out holes in the floor, which will be an issa binyan. See, even though you're smoothing out now by the base hamerchitz, that has stones on the floor, but it's a gzera karka v'karka. If you come to smooth out or rub the floor of a base hamerchitz, which has stones, you'll come to smooth out other karkois, other grounds. That doesn't have stones. And with other grounds, if you rub it with oil, there'll be an issur d'oraisa of ashvo gumas. You're smoothing out the holes, will be an issur vinyan. Mashen king, mace bekarka le michlef. His karka bekarka michlefu. Of a mace bekarka le michlef. Of a mace with karka, you won't make a mistake. So therefore, you'll have to rub a mace with oil on Shabbos, because there's no gzera until you come to rub a floor on Shabbos. It's the mace and the floor are two different things. So the Gemara Koyol Asu Yemai. The Mishnah says you like to do cold Sorochei Meis. What does everything mean? And the Gemara lasu yehoda tana rabbonin meviin kli maker. You're allowed to bring a cold glass to make like to cool them off. Trashi kli maker shemeviin kirirus kagoyin schuches. You want to bring a glass, a cool glass, or kli matches, or else a keli, a metal keli, or manichin al krisoi, and you put this keli on top of the stomach of the nace. Kidei shalei tefuach. Kidei the stomach should not burst open. That's one thing you could do. Or fake a kin as the cover. You let it stop up all his holes. Face his nose, his mouth. You let it stuff it up. That the ruach, the wind, should not come inside it, and that will make it be masriach. Writes the Gemara, V'av Shloima Om v'chokmosai. Shloima Melech also spoke about this v'chokmosai. That what, like Rashi says, Av Shloima, Shekrisa Shemeis Nefechas v'nefkas. That the such a mitzias that the stomach of the mace, Yefri's mace, bursts open. The what? The Pasuk says in Kehelis, Ad asher lo yerosek chevel hakesef, till you will not break the chevel, the string made out of silver. So Rashi, what does this mean? Ze chut hashedra. That's the chut hashedra. The backbone should not break. It's when your mace, eventually the backbone breaks. Rashi says, ze chut hashedra shu kimin chevel v'lofin kesef. It's like a white string, like silver. Right then, the pasuk says, v'sorutz gulas hazov. His gulas is a lotion like the well will break. So the Gemara is ze ama. That's the aver of a person. Rashi is the woma. Shu mayin shol toloda. That's the mayin with the zero the person comes out when you give birth. With the given to the isha, she come pregnant. Kamay gulas mayin. Like the kval, like the brooks of the water. That's called the Torah to shebrei gulas hazov. Like the wells of the water. The pasuk says, "V'si shover kad al hamabua," and it will break a pitcher on the mabua. What does that mean? Vayta v'noritz heizeh hakeres. This goes on the keres. That means the stomach. He's like we're saying, the stomach of the mace will burst open. The end of the pasuk says, "V'noritz hagalgal el habor," that it would break the galgal, the wheel, near the bor, near the kval, near the pitch, the ditch, ze ferish. That means that's the junk. Trashi v'galgal losh and galal, the junk that comes out of the person. V'chein huwaim, another pasuk says, malachai v'zarisi ferish apanechim. The Kosh Baruch will throw the junk in front of your face. Teresh ferish chagechim. The junk of the chagechim, of the chag, of a yomtif. What does that mean? Omer Rav Huna. V'yamri lo omer Rav Chagam. Elu b'nei odom shemanichim divrei Torah. These are people that leave the divrei Torah. They don't work. They don't learn Torah. They don't not makayim the Torah. V'yoysim kol yemein kechagim. But instead, all their life, they just have tanugim, Rashi. They just enjoy themselves. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? You have too much tanugim. He throws the junk back at you. What does that mean? Omer Rav Levi, Omer Rav Papi, Omer Rav Yeshua, li'achash loisha yomim. After 3 days that a person is mace, is kurisay nefkas. His stomach bursts open, for nefelis loyaponav, and all the junk from inside comes down in front of his face. The Ameris line tells the person, toil mashin asatavi, take back what you gave me. And that's the thing, if you just have hano oilam azeh, you keep on having too much tanugim, and you leave over the Torah, that's what happens. Yes, Mishnah Vaita. Ein miyatzmin es hanes b'shabbos. You're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos. Poshet al smuksa. Not let her touch it. So the Gemara, Zot Mishnah, V'loi b'choil im yitzias nefesh. And even in the middle of the weekday, you're not allowed to close the eyes b'shas yitzias nefesh. As b'shas he's a goysis and is about to die, you're not allowed to touch him, you're not allowed to close his eyes. V'yamaatzim im yitzias nefesh. And if somebody closes the eyes of a person, b'shas his yitzias neshama, b'shas he's dying, harei zeh shefir domim, it's considered as if you killed him. So Drashi, as ain't no b'shabbos afilu achi yitzias hanefesh amezes v'yevir. It's not Shabbos, it's also to close his eyes even after he died, because you're moving muksa. Of a shefir dom in the middle of the week, trash in the forest for brayis b'gemara shebeterech muat. For a little bit terech, a little bit moving, the person is mekar of misosai. You bring closer his misa. Therefore, negay if a person is a goyse, he's on his dying bed. You're not supposed to hold him, you're not supposed to touch him. Among people like to hold his hands, to rub him, to make him feel good. No, you're not supposed to touch him. Because a little bit touching, you move him, may cause him to die a little bit earlier. Soti Gemara, Tana Rabbonin. Hama'atzmoi im yitzias ha-nefesh. If somebody closes the person's eyes, Peshas is dying, ha-reizeh-shefech domin. That's considered as if you killed him. Moshul, its example, l'ner shekov v'leches. To a candle that's going out, it's on its way out. If you put your hand on top of the nair, it goes out right away. See, also, if you put your hand, you move this person that's about to die, you may cause them to die earlier. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Horoitze sheyes atzmu einav shomeis. If somebody wants to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos, like the Chur was saying, there's no eitzah to do it on Shabbos even after he's dead, because of the shalof for muksa. So what's the eitzah to have it closed? Even without touching it, is noifach lo yain b'chaytma. You should blow some wine into his nose. V'noisin shemen b'rinsi enuf. And pour some oil over his eyelids. V'oichaz b'shnei goydli raglif. And hold on to the two toenails. Just hold on to it. Rashi says, oitzrin b'etzpoisim. Like, hold it tight in your hands. Don't move them. You're not moving the muksa. Just holding them tight. So since you're not moving the muksa, not be metaltlit. And they are closed by themselves. They close by themselves. And this is the eitzah that it should be closed by itself. Now the Mishnah Berurah talks about lamaisa. Some people are noyig afi the zoyar. That says it's a very, very big bezoyin. If a person's mace with his eyes open, they're supposed to close his eyes. So therefore, some people they do is that they're on Shabbos, they put a kikar, they put some bread on top of the mace. So with that, you have a hetter to metaltlim, and they close the eyes. Since it's a zoya that says it's a very big bezoyin, that's where they're knowing on Shabbos. There's a tone in Hogim, how the people are knowing. But Tanya Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Tinik ben Yoimai Chai, Michalin Olives Shabbos. If a kid, even though he's only one day old, and he comes to a sakona, he got sick, something happened to him, we're allowed to be Michal Shabbos for him, to do refuah, to help him. Mashenkin David Melech Yisrael Meis. If Dovid HaMelech, though, if he's dead, like the Moshel, he died on Shabbos Takam, is a Mechalon Olav Es HaShabbos. Once he's mace, you're not allowed to be Mechalon Shabbos for a mace anymore. There's no heter. What's the Hezbrim? Tinik ben Yoy Mechai, if a kid that's one day old, the din is Mechalon Olav Es HaShabbos, you're allowed to be Mechalon Shabbos for him. Or for any Yid, why? Omri, Torah says, Chilul Olav Shabbos Echot, it's Kedai to be Mechalon Shabbos once to save his life. Kedei sheyishmer Shabbos etarbi. Kedei that he'll be able to live on and be mekayim more Shabboses. He'll be a shomer Shabbos. He'll keep many more Shabboses. So it's kedai to be mechala one Shabbos to have somebody here to be mekayim more Shabboses. Mashen came David Melech Yisrael Meis. Once even David is Meis, a mechalan olav. You're not allowed to be mechala Shabbos. Why? Even Shimei saw them once a person is mace, both them in our mitzvahs, he's potter from all the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs don't apply to him, he can't do the mitzvahs anymore. So there's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos for him. Anyway, he can't do mitzvahs anymore. This is what Rabbi Yechon says. The Pasuk says, B'meisim chofshi. That means, even Shimei saw them once a person dies, Nase chofshi min ha-mitzvahs. He becomes freed from mitzvahs, he doesn't have to do any mitzvahs anymore. Not that he doesn't have to do, but he can't do any more mitzvahs anymore. There's not such thing as a kiyum ha-mitzvah once you mace. The more vital. V'tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar v'ayna. Tinik ben yoimai chai, if a tinik that's one day old, ain sorach l'shoimroi min ha-chuda. You should know you don't have to watch him from the weasels, the minakvorma, from the mices. But even the big giant, once he's mace, says you have to watch a mace from the weasels and from the mice. What's the pshat? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Umarachem v'chitchem yiyah. Abisha gave a bracha that the animals will be afraid of the people, of a person. So Vidashin calls the man Shodim Chai. Calls the man a person is alive, is a mosai metelet ala brias. That the brias means that the behemoths are afraid of you. Of the kivin shemes, once a person is mace, botlay mosay, botl is brocho, and the animals are not afraid of you anymore. Therefore, even a weasel and a mouse would run after oig melech haboshin. So Rashlan's the pshat is the pasuk says v'chitchem means loshin chiyuschem. If calls the man you're alive, then you have this brocho. Tomorrow, Amar Rav Papa, Nikitinon Ari Ave Trele Nofel. A lion would not attack two people. Rashi says, Ari Ave Trele Nofel, Lahorgon, Kedirsiv Marachem, Tre, Smashmetu, Uksiv Akol Chayesorus, Piafilu Ari. It's even a lion will be afraid of a person, and he won't attack two people. We see that a lion does attack two people, does kill two people also. So what's chat? That goes according to Rami Baraba. Rami Baraba says, Ein chaya sherletes biodom at shenid maloike behema. A chaya, a wild animal, does not attack a person unless the wild person acts and is doima to a behema. In other words, if you do averis that you're doima to a behema, then a behema will be sherlet on you. But calls a man, you have a neshama, and you watch it, you do mitzvahs, then a behema is afraid of you. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Odom bikar ba'yolin nimsho kebehemois nidmu, that a person could also become doima, could be appeared to a behema. In other words, if you do ma'aseh behema, you do averis, you also become doima to a behema. The male and animal then won't be afraid of you, and he'll attack you. So that's the reason why sometimes we see that a lion does attack two people. The pshat is those two people are also doima to behemis. Trashi nimshel means mi shechaya moishelis boy. If you see an animal, a wild animal attacks you, v'yadua sheke behema nidma. It's a raya that to the lion you look like a behemer also. That's why he attacked you. But if you'd be a chashim person, he won't attack you. Baitu. Oma Rebbe Chanina. Also, lishon bebayis yichidi. You're not allowed to sleep in a house alone. Bebayis yichidi. V'chol hayoshin bebayis yichidi. Whoever sleeps in the house alone. Ochzos alelis. Alelis is a shade. The shade of the night could attack you. It's a little sakona. And the miri is nazba. The pshat is you shouldn't sleep yourself. He says, "V'chein b'chol shu mevi yatzmo de nesoyin shapachet." You should never put yourself in a matzah where you're going to be afraid. V'hakel afi teva, depends upon the teva of a person. But he says, "Lu yitzu, you have to sleep alone. Lu yitzu, you put yourself into a matzah of a pachad. Avad r'pshat is you're supposed to be b'teich in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That'll save you. V'yisasek b'teich liba b'divrei Torah and learn a little bit Torah." Like the Gemara Bracha says, "Kol akira shmal mitosai." Now we have no eitzah, so about you have to be samech and saying Krishma Shalamita, that will be matzah you from all the mazikim, nothing bad will happen to you. Baita, some people want to say, I think if you have a light on in the house, it's also a little bit better. Baita, v'tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar v'aymer, asei ad sha'ata moitzei. Asei means you should do tzedakah, Rashi learns, do the mitzvah tzedakah. Ad shata moitzi means kol zaman you're going to find aniyim. It's kol zaman you have people around that need the money, go and give it to them. Umotzi l'cho, and you have money. In other words, now it's a time when you have money and other people don't have money. So chap around and do the mitzvah tzedakah. V'yoytcha v'yotcha, z'rashi oytcha v'rishuscha kaidim shetomis. And also you're still alive right now. It's your money right now. You can do what you want with it. You might as well go and do mitzvah tzedakah with it. Well, you can still do mitzvahs, go and do mitzvahs. Don't wait till Rachmanis after the Misa when you can't do mitzvahs anymore. Who had in Shloime Melech said? The Pasuk says, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're still young. Before it comes the bad days. Elu Yimei HaZikna. What does it mean, the bad days when you become old? You become a Zokin, it's hard for you to do then. Or come a time when you'll say, you don't want it to come. I have no will for this time to come. What does that mean? Elu Yimei HaMashiach. Yimei HaMashiach, when Mashiach will come, like if people say, you're better off if it didn't come. I don't have chayfas in this time. We'll soon see what Hezbollah is, the Khur of Hakev. You're supposed to wait for Mashiach to come. I want Mashiach to come. We'll soon see what it means. But it says now, Achatemer ain't li behem chepas, I have no chepas in this time. Able you may have Mashiach. Why? Shein behem lois chus for loi chepas. Because when you become the Moshe Mashiach, you won't have any opportunity to do schusim or to do chepas. So Rashi learns pshat, lois chus, Rashi, loi double lis chus boy. You won't be able to do any tzedakah then when Mashiach comes. Shekulam Ashirim. Because everybody will be in Osher then. So merely there won't be the opportunity to get tzedakah. Melech Shloimeh says, chaper right now and give tzedakah now while you still can before Mashiach comes. For loy chayv is a trashy lamet slave or lichpas yod. You won't be able to do bad either, because nobody's going to ask you for tzedakah. You won't be able to be bad and hold back your hand and make your heart strong, because nobody's going to ask you. But my portion learned the pshat is that Yemaisa Mashiach, the viyus galus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, will be bought to the Yetzirah. Everybody will see Kloa, Kashem, Ola, Kim. You won't have the Yetzirah. So everybody will do mitzvahs. There won't be a chayv and a schus means we're not going to get schar for doing mitzvahs then. As bizman as then, now we have the Yetzirah. So we have a bechira to do taiva duran. If we do taiva, get schar for it. Mashenkin Yemaisa Mashiach, there'll be no Yetzirah. So now there won't be any schar for doing the mitzvahs. Everybody will do mitzvahs. There won't be any yetzer, so you won't get schar. So Melech Shloim Melech says, chaper right now and do mitzvahs now. When you still get schar for it, rather when it comes to the zman, asher ein chepetz b'em, you're not going to want that zman, because then you won't be able to be zoich in schar. So chaper right now, do mitzvahs now before Mashiach comes. But meidach gisa, avadi, everybody is supposed to mitzapel Yeshua, is supposed to wait for Mashiach to come, is the pshat, because when Mashiach comes, there'll be a tremendous esgalus of Hashem. Everybody will be making clear who Hashem is, and it'll be in the galah to the whole world. So we're supposed to feel and want and hope for our Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake that Mashiach will come. Everybody should be making clear who our Kodesh Baruch Hu is. So I call upon him now, before the Mashiach, we're supposed to chap rein and do the mitzvahs as much as we could. And like you said before, call the man you're alive to do the mitzvahs. Russia, the famous artist, say when the Guru, when the Vilna Gaon, right before he was Nifter, he said, oh, his last words was like how good this world is, that for little money you can invest and do mitzvahs and get so much chayr. In other words, how much does it cost to buy a pair of tzitzis, to buy a mitzvah, that mitzvah you do, and you do the mitzvah good, how much chayr you get for that mitzvah, for the little money you put into it, it's not sushtel, it's such a good world. You could do so many mitzvahs here and get such chayr from this world, that's the way he left the world. In other words, you have to chaperein. You may be chasecha when you're still young and you have the courage to do mitzvahs, chaperein and do them, and this chayr will get lost lovely. So the Gemara quote this man the Yomar though will plead to Shmuel. This man the Yomar says that Yemaisa Mashiach, there won't be any poor people, there won't be any mitzvah tzedakah anymore. He dings like on Shmuel. The Yomar Shmuel, because Shmuel says always, Ein ben oilam hazel Yemaisa Mashiach. There's going to be no difference between this world, the way we live now, and the way Yemaisa Mashiach will be. El shibud malchus bavad. Will only be that Yemaisa Mashiach, all the goyim will be makir Hashem. There won't be any more shibud malchus. The goyim won't bother us. They'll leave the Yidden alone. But achutz from that, we'll have the same type of a life like we have now. In other words, there'll be poor people then also. So there'll also be the mitzvah tzedakah and vice a yetzara then also. So now Mother Pasuk says, "Kilo yechtal evyon mekeverts." There'll never be a time that it will end. Evyon means a poor person in this land. In other words, kol zman the world exists, there'll always be poor people. And Tanya Reb Lezer Kapper Weimer. Li'olam yevakish or the merachim, a person should always daven and ask rachmonos from Hashem al midizu. That you should not become poor. Should daven to Hashem that you should not become poor. Rashi says al midizu shlo yovenu de'anius. You should not become poor. The dover hamizuminu, because it's very probable to come. Lovoi oy olov oy al benoy oy al ben benoy. If not on you, on your son. If not on your son, your grandson. But it's very korah, very easy for it to come. We'll soon see. Shem hu loy bov, it doesn't come on you, bov benoy, or come on your son. Vim benoy loy bov, it doesn't come on your son, zot gemara, ben benoy bov, or come on your grandson. Shenem ma the posik says, right before this posik of kilo yechtel ev yu mikere voros, the posik says, ki beglal hadov razeh, because of this thing. We dash in ton of the very of Yishmael, gal gal hu shachoyzer. It's like a wheel that goes around and around. That means that the midas of anova is in us. And it's not by us of being our children or grandchildren, but it's a galgal hachayzer. There has to be somebody poor in the mishpacha. Omer Reb Yosef, neketinan haitzuver mirabonin, a young talmud chochem leinian, he won't become poor. For the Gemara Ayva called chazinu d'me'ayno, we see a lot of tzurim mirabonin that are poor, and the Gemara Yemisa d'me'ayno ahadur reyapischol emahadu. He won't be that poor. He'll have to run around to collect to be a beggar. The Mashor's Mazda of Shat is, if you are a chosher person, Havada, there'll be people coming to you to give you tzedakah. You won't have to go around looking for the tzedakah. Vaita Omalei Rebbe Chila Vesur. Rebbe Chia told his wife, Ki Osei Aniyah, when a poor person comes to the door, to ask us for food or for some money, agdimu le'rifter, run fast and give him a piece of bread. Why? Haskihecha de lekadmu levenecha. That when our children will become poor and they'll go around asking for bread, people will run fast to give them bread. Is Omrule, so she said back to Rabchi's wife, Melech kolaiteslu, are you giving us a klol? Like you're saying our children should be poor, that they should also have to, that they will get bread when they ask for it. Omalo, he answered back, Kruokok said, it's not my klol, the Pasuk says like that. It says in the Pasuk, Ki biglal hadover azeh. V'tonah dever Rabbi Shmuel, Galgalu shachoyze boilov. It's a galgal, it's like a wheel that goes around in the world. That in Mishpacha will eventually be, someone will be poor. Tanya Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoimir. V'nosam l'chor rachamim v'richamecha v'yabecha. What are we dashing from this? Kol hamarachim ala brias. Somebody that has rachmonas on other people, does stokah, does toiv to other people, is danim l'kavzchus, is marachim olav min hashmayim. That's a midah k'neged midah. If you are good to other people, the Eibishter will be good back to you, will have rachmonas back to you. The chol she'ein marachim ala brias, but somebody does not have rachmonas on other people, does not act nice to them, does not give them stokah, is a marachim olav min hashmayim. Min hashmayim, they will not do good back to him. They will not be marachim amin. Right, the Pasuk says, yeah, now we're dashing again the Pasuk in Kehelis. Pasuk says, Ad asher lo yisech shach ha-shemesh v'yor. It's before the time comes when it will be dark, from the sun and the light will go away. Now this Pasuk again is going after what we dashing before, that Zechor es berecha b'mei b'churasecho, that Shlomo is saying, Chaparayim, do mitzvahs now when you're young, before you become old, Ad asher lo yavoy yimei haro, before comes the bad days, there come times when you don't want to have any chepitz for it. And now the Pasuk says, Ad asher lo yisech shach ha-shemesh v'yor v'hayireach v'kakovim. So v'dashni, before it comes dark, the shemesh and or, zu padachas v'yachoytim. That's the forehead of a person is metzach, and his chaytim is nose. That these are the things when you're alive, shines very much. So when you come old, about to die, it'll stop the shining of it. V'yareach zeh neshama. That's before your neshama leaves you. That's your cheeks. The shovel, the Pasuk says, ha'ovim acher hagoshim, and the clouds will come back after the rain. That means acher hageshim zu morei naim shalodim. That means the eyesight of a person. After you cry a lot, the tears come down, you lose like your eyesight. Shoheilach acher bechi goes away after crying. And Omar Shmuel, hai demosa crying tears, until you're 40 years old, hodra, even though when you cry it takes away from your eyesight, but you'll get better, you'll heal up, you'll be able to see just as good. Mikan gielach, once you're 40 years old and older, loy hodra, then if you cry, it like takes away a little bit of the eyesight, it won't become better anymore. The Yom Rav Nachman, hai kuchla, yishno kuchla is like eye medicine, eye safe you put in your eyes. Ad avoyim shono meravach. When you're under 40 years old, if you have a little eye, you lose your eyesight a little bit, you put in the seif, it'll heal you up, you'll become better again. Mikan v'yelech, once you become 40 years old, afilo malaya, even if you'll fill up a lot of seif, and ki avisna digadoi, you're going to use a stick to put the seif in your eyes with a big thick stick, like the stick that the weavers use, is ukume mukim. They say if this medicine will only help your eyes, it won't get worse. Once you're over 40, it's not going to heal up, it won't get your eyesight back again to be perfect. So the Gemara might come Ashmon, like, what are you telling me now, this mushroom of using a thick stick to put the seif on your head, on your eyes, the thick stick like weaver stick? It's telling us the kama the olim, the thicker the stick is, mikuchla tzvei mali. It's the thicker the stick is to use. To put the seif in your eyes, it heals you better. Agrashi says, Mikuchla eats, Shumachna Shishwaferis, Venoisim Beina, Vakurun Lemachu, the thicker it is, the better it is for you. But once you're 40 years old, no matter how thick it is, it's not going to help you to make it better, it'll just keep your eyesight, it won't get worse. So the Maramaita, Rabbi Chanina Shchiva Lebrati, Rabbi Chanina's daughter was Nifta. And if when he heard that his daughter was Nifter, he didn't cry about it. He didn't cry over it. So his wife told him, you act as if stam, you threw a chicken out of the house. like you acted, you're not crying over your daughter's death, as if you don't cry when a chicken dies. Like she asked, how come you're not crying? Is it only like you, like a chicken was dead, he was thrown out of the house? Oh my Lord. So he answered back, no, Avada has tremendous tsar. I lost out my daughter. Or the tarti, you want two things bad to happen to me. Tichlo viviro, you want me like I felt bad now I lost my daughter, but you also want me to lose my eyesight. Shashi, tichlo viviro, sheyicho bonim, I lose my children vivreim hadima, and because of the tears I should become blind. So he didn't cry because he shouldn't have tears, that the tears should not make him blind. So the Gemara, he holds the Yomar Reb Yechni, he holds like Reb Yechni. Mishum Reb Yosi ben Kitzarta, son of Kitzarta. There are sheish demoy saying there are six type of cryings that you have tears. Sholosh yofos, three crying of tears are good for you. For sholosh rois, and three times that you cry, the tears are bad for you. Bad for you means takes away from your eyesight. Shel oshen, if you're crying because smoke goes into your eye. The shel bechi, Rashi learns mitoich over with sorrow. If you're crying because you have a veil or somebody died, or you have a lot of sorrows, if that's the reason why you're crying, so those tears. Or else the shel beis akisei, Rashi learns mitoich yisurim. When you have to go to the base.